Podcast Network Asia.
Welcome back to Rise Up with Janina Chan, where we rise up together every chance we get and have fun while we're at it. Hey everyone, welcome back. And we have another special guest today, and he is no ordinary guest. Yes, my ganon, because we are actually taking things a little bit different today by talking about something out of the ordinary, which is, you know, going for what we truly believe in, going for our dreams and our goals, even if for majority of the people, they don't really believe it at the start. O diba hugot agad? Wala pang 1 minute. So basically we have here, we're not related in any way, but are we? I don't know. We have here Kevin Chan. He is the founder of Hero Hub Ventures, the owner of CoStore. And siya nagsulat na to eh. Sabi niya, struggling entrepreneur. But let's scrap the struggling. let's put successful entrepreneur and collector of everything collectible. So welcome to the show, Kevin. Hi.
Hi. Thanks, Janina. Yeah, I'm very excited to be here today.
Okay, so for those wondering, so ano ba to? What is this about, huh? Well, actually, we are having him here as a ninong of our show. Wow, ninong! Because he's also going to do, we're hosting a giveaway together also related to his business, which are Funko Pops. That's how I actually met their family. Well, I know Joanne, shout out, your beautiful wife from events and such. And I was like, let's take things a little differently naman. Let's, because I want to like pick your brain of why this whole industry has boomed also, you know, the collecting, how, what do you even call it? The industry of collectibles, probably?
Yeah.
I'll let you talk about it more. But yeah, basically, for those who aren't familiar with it, I hope personally, well, again, you are the better person to answer this. Tell us more about the business and the struggle and why you're excited to, you know, motivate us here on Rise Up with Janina Chan. Yung hugot mo. Go, Kevin.
Yeah. So basically, the business itself. So collectibles is not just pops. There's so much to collectibles. There's like comic books. There's trading cards, like basketball cards, Pokemon cards. There's lots of different types of toys. So that's like the industry of collecting, and why so many people like it. And I think is some people view it as like a stress relief. So you know, if you're stressed at work, it's something that makes you happy. For other people, I guess it's like an investment. So like they look at it as, I'll buy it today. Maybe in a couple of years, it's going to be worth more. Some people make it like a retirement plan. So I think that's what's so interesting about collectibles. It's just so wide ranging in terms of like the people that you're going to meet and you know, just the ways that you connect with people. So, but why am I here today? I guess I really just wanted to share a little bit more about my story. Also promote my store. Also to, you know, just hopefully inspire other people to do something similar to what I've done in my life.
Which is basically the non-traditional path to success in a way. Because, you know, we were chatting backstage and you were like, yeah, actually, that's your rise up story, Deva. So go ahead. What was that for you? Like your most challenging part and how you overcame it?
Yeah, I mean, we all go through like a lot of challenging things in life. I think for me, one of the most challenging things was when I graduated college, a lot of I told everybody I wanted to work as like a salesperson in a store to get a lot of experience in terms of how a business is run in collectibles, because there's not that many collectible stores. So it's not like you can go and apply for like an SM of collectibles or something like that. So you're going to have to, you know, really start from the bottom. So that's what I decided to do. And I think the most challenging thing was that a lot of people didn't believe in what I wanted to do. They were like, why are you selling books? Why are you selling toys? Like you're much more, you have more potential than that. You're better than that. And I told them, but I'm happy doing that. And I think that it is going to springboard me into what I really want to do. And you know, I don't want to name names or anything, but a lot of people did definitely try to put me down and say that I was just wasting my time. Yeah. So that means that
tables have turned. No.
That's definitely what happened. You know, a lot of people told me I wasn't going to do anything with that, and that I would probably just go back to, you know, a career and what I had studied. So I pretty much wanted to prove them wrong, and I wanted to follow a path where I was happy. So,
wow. Yeah. I'm sure it definitely took a lot of courage too, coming from a Chinese-Filipino background as well, right? It's not basically your traditional mom and pop or like hardware store, right? It's so easy to explain to the older generation or even to your contemporaries. Just because it's different, it doesn't mean it's bad, or just because it's unique, it doesn't mean it's not gonna be a good path to take on. So maybe a little bit more about what kept you going despite all the naysayers, and did you also doubt yourself at one point? Was there a mental struggle there too?
Yeah, I mean I think, you know, we all go through those phases where we doubt ourselves at one point or another, and definitely when things get tough, you always, you know, doubt how things are going. But the thing that keeps me going is that, you know, what I do makes me happy. And so I wake up every morning very excited to do something, whether or not I'm dealing with 100 million problems, at least I know I'm doing something that I believe in and that I'm happy doing. So I think that's what gets me up in the morning.
Wow, that is so nice. So ayan guys, in a way, magpakatotoo with your feelings and your emotions. And I guess this is a good chance to evaluate your why in life. You know how sometimes people just go through the routine of things not knowing it's at the expense of their own happiness. Like they just accept it for what it is because that's the social norm. But are you happy, right? Masaya ka ba? Will you keep doing this for the rest of your what, next 5 years, next 10 years? Nakabaka mamaya yung mga listeners natin biglang mag-sign ng ano, leave of ano ba yun? Parang mag-resign na. Bigla, sorry, employees. And follow their own path. But it does take a lot to do that too. And for you, what were some, maybe, did you have like a motto you lived by that kept you going?
I mean, I had to think about something like that for a while, and I didn't have one. But the one thing I always find myself saying whenever I'm in a bind, or when people come up to me asking me for help, is that there's always a way. So if ever there's a problem, if ever there's something that seems so impossible that you can't fix it, you just always have to remember that there is a way. And I think that's what always keeps me going. And that's always my answer to everybody. There's a way. There's a way we're going to fix this. There's a way we're going to do this.
Okay, I love that. Okay, there is always a way. So sometimes it just takes longer than necessary to find that. But take your time. Don't rush things. And I think more than anything, just you got to be patient with how you're life will unwrap itself. You know, nakasulat struggling. Bakit ba struggling entrepreneur? Hindi naman yata. So maybe tell us more about how you keep on, or how the success or how the trajectory has been since day one or day zero and now. What would you tell your younger self?
Oh man, from day zero to now, 100%, it's been a roller coaster ride. There's like, you know, there are days where you feel like you're on top of the world. There are other days where you feel like you're at rock bottom. And, you know, it's just always up and down, up and down. And I think that's also what makes it so exciting. And what would I tell my younger self, man? I would definitely have told myself to go and do this again. Like, I don't regret anything that I have done. And I think another thing is that, something that I've learned very recently is that to talk to people that have experience, because there's just nothing that replaces that. Like, go out of your way, go out of your comfort zone, meet people, go make the effort to talk to people that have that experience that you don't have, because it just helps you in so many ways.
Yes, whatever field you're on, I think that's a universal truth. Experience is definitely the best teacher. And if we're short on time or short in time when it comes to experiencing it for ourselves, at least research, do your research and ask those who already have had that experience, you know. Yeah, just ask nicely. Sometimes we're so hesitant to ask because we already assume that they're not going to reply or they're not going to answer, but you never know, right? You won't know if you don't try, and you won't know if you don't ask. So yes, go out of your way. Sometimes people might be like, ah, jahe, or parang feel so conscious of themselves. It might make them look weaker or might make them look like they're, I don't know, being nosy. But I guess there's always a nice way to go about and a respectful way to go about with when it comes to asking about questions. Okay, so yeah, ask more questions, keep on being curious. And I think one thing that is so great about the field you're in is that you're not just making yourself happy, but you're making so many people happy too. So can you tell us more about community behind the collectibles industry and why it's such a hit?
I guess the reason why it's such a hit is that the community is just so broad. You know, the people that you would least expect to be collectors are collectors, or people that, you know, become customers. And a lot of people that were customers when I was still working back in as a store, like, you know, manager, a lot of those guys are now my best friends. And they come from all walks, shapes, size, everything. You know, like my best friends are doctors, lawyers, you know, professionals that, you know, they use collectibles as an outlet to, you know, to just relax, you know, when they're all stressed and everything like that. So I think the community is not something that I can describe with like one word. It's just so many different kinds of people become collectors. So, yeah.
And why do you think it's such a hit? Because it's tied to nostalgia and childhood memories, or it's like a tangible piece of their joy?
I think a lot of collectibles are related to pop culture, especially with Funko. I mean, the Funko Pop, the Pop and Pops are related to pop culture, and pop culture just represents so much of our everyday life that we don't even realize it, right? From anything from the shows that we watch, to the music we listen to,
to the food that we eat.
everything. Yeah. Right? So I think that's why, you know, there's such a boom in that industry, is because we just don't know it, but pop culture is really a part of our everyday life.
Oh, nice. Yeah. And it will be a part of our listeners very soon, the giveaway. So we're actually going to give away Funko Pops, I think worth $1,000, right? And yes, we are choosing two winners for this. So all you have to do is basically share your most favorite takeaways from this episode. You can share it via your stories. Make sure you're following the podcast already and following our accounts. I'll put them down below, which accounts to be specific. And yeah, we will be choosing the winners very soon. So it could be a simple story post, repost of a video repost of your favorite parts. And yeah, good luck. And before we let you go, Kevin, we do have a few more questions to ask. So what's one lesson or habit you wish you knew or applied sooner in life?
I think it took me a while to start doing this. You know, it's something that I would want to tell people as well. It's like, I want people to not think outside of the box. And the reason for that is because they shouldn't have a box to begin with. Someone told me this like a couple months ago, and it just blew my mind away, because I always looked at it like, you know what? You always have to think outside the box. So everyone that I always worked with, I was like, oh, we always have to think outside the box. And someone basically just broke that whole thing for me and said, why do you have a box to begin with? When you don't have a box, you basically don't constrain yourself to that. And you're able to think on a much deeper level. And I think that's something that I wish I saw it that way when I was younger. And I want people to also see it that way.
Yeah, there are no limits. There should be no box or circle or square, rectangle, whatever it is. So yeah, no limits to possibilities. How about, what do you think one people should start doing? What's one thing we should start doing more?
Start doing more. I think people need to follow their dreams. I think that's what it is. You know, I don't think we should conform to whatever other people think we should do. And I think that if we strongly believe in something, we should pursue it. And I think that's something that people need to start doing more.
How about like the pressure of deadlines and like, you know, time frames? You know how some people have that preconceived notion, yun na yung box na yun, eh, di ba? Parang by this age, I have to be married. By this age, I have to be, I don't know, like world class or something like that. And if it doesn't hit that mark, then you automatically feel like a failure. What can you say about that, like deadlines and timelines?
I think a lot of us can relate, especially like being Filipino Chinese and then having those kinds of like pressures on you. And I think that a lot of what I used to think as things that needed to happen when they should have happened, life doesn't work that way. Like I was taught that through my experiences, through other people that I've met. And, you know, even if we want something to happen, sometimes that's not God's plan for us. And we need to be able to adapt at any given time to what his plan is and what we need to do. So if it doesn't work out the way we planned it, that just means that there's something better out there for us. So we have to be ready at all times.
Okay, ready and flexible. Okay, yeah. How about one thing people should stop doing?
I think people should stop overthinking things. I think that's one of the worst habits that I have. I tend to overthink and it stresses me out. Oh. And I think that, you know, I have to take my own advice, but I think people should stop overthinking.
It's like an unnecessary energy sucker, overthinking. And then at the end of the day, you're just so tired and you're like, why am I so tired? We could have used that energy to do more things, more proactive things. Okay, so I guess that is it. How else can we support you? And where can we find your
place? Yeah, I mean, you know, our store is in Green Hills, Shopsville. It's called Co-Store. And I invite everyone to go there and see it. We definitely have a very nice store that we would hope that everyone would like. We want to bring a good collectible shopping experience to everyone. So hopefully everyone can come by.
Yes, and now, guys, so let them listen to STEM. And we all know now that it's not just a store. It represents so much more than that after listening to Kevin's story. It's about, you know, going through that struggle, going through, you know, being able to overcome the naysayers, your own doubts. And it represents a lot. So, yeah, thank you so much for sharing your story. And good luck to everyone joining our giveaway. We'll extend it as much as we can. But, guys, come on, let's go. Keep those entries coming. You can choose your very own Funko Pop of choice worth $1,000. And we're choosing three winners. So, yeah, that is it. Thank you so much, Kevin. And yeah, that's it for me too. Stay tuned and stick around for the next episodes. And don't forget to rise up every chance you get and have fun while you're at it. Rate this show 5 stars if you haven't yet and follow us for more. Bye guys. Thank you.
Thank you so much for listening. We'd love to hear your favorite insights from the show. Tag us at Rise Up with Janina Chan and at Janina Chan via Instagram stories so we can repost. Share this episode to your friends who you want to rise up with and follow us for more. This is produced by the Chinoy Podcast Network in partnership with Podcast Network Asia. Also powered by Podmetrics, the easiest way to monetize your podcast. Sign up now for free at podmetrics.co. The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.